Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I'm really excited to have a young man join us tonight that's a quarterback in the great city of New Orleans. He's a young kid who started at Country Day and transferred to St. Aug, the Purple Knights, St. Aug, St. Augustine, the history they have. We're going to talk about all the great players that have come out of there, coaches, a lot of coaches, especially the Florida State LSU game. There's over five coaches combined from St. Aug between the staffs. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Dawson Simmons, who's our guest, our quarterback. Dawson, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Man, look, you wrote to me a few months ago in Twitter, and then we were going back and forth because you're going to be in our preview magazine for St. Aug, and we were talking about the Knights, and we're talking about how you were at Country Day. I saw you play at Country Day. You were a starter as a freshman quarterback. What was that like, being a freshman starting varsity?
It felt good. I worked for it, and my brother helped me along the way. It just felt good to play with my brother for his last year.
Yeah, your brother was pretty good too, and we're going to talk about your dad, who was a really good player in college. I'm old enough to remember watching your dad play in high school. So I remember seeing your dad play for Colorado, John Aaron High School, Dalton. Your dad was all-conference twice at Colorado for the great Coach McCartney, and did a great job at Colorado, played for John Aaron on the West Bank. Dawson, tell everybody, you've got a lot of football left. I mean, you've got 2 years left, right?
Yes, sir.
You're just going to be a junior this coming year for St. Aug.
Yeah, I'm a junior.
And you sat out last year as a sophomore from Country Day, but tell everybody what it's like or what it's been like to go from Country Day, which is, you know, class 1A school, go on to a 5A school like St. Aug. What has the transition been like for you?
Speaking football, the environment's different. The practice is way harder. And the coaches you're around, they work you hard and hard, and they want you to get better. At Country Day, I'll just say 5A is more of a better competition.
More talent.
Yeah.
Just bigger guys, stronger, faster guys overall.
Yeah.
A lot of talent at St. Aug, and we're going to talk about your teammates too later in the show. We're going to talk about, I mean, you left a school that had some good quarterbacks, Abiet at Tulane, and they've had some other good ones. But we're going to come back. We're going to take a break. Dawson, don't go anywhere. We're going to bring you back. We're going to talk more about your dad and you and also the St. Aug program in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and, of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is Dawson Simmons. I think one of the best young quarterbacks in Louisiana. Only going to be a junior. He's a kid to really mark down and say, look, there's a guy that could be one of the top 5 or 10 prospects in the state in the class of 224. Dawson Simmons, and I want to thank a sponsor of ours coming back, the Bug Man. Give them a call, Professional Pest Control. Give them a call at 225-923-BUGS or 923-2847. They have an office in New Orleans, Ascension Parish, Baton Rouge, and Lafayette. Been around for many years. Paul Solvent's a great guy, the owner, friend of mine. Dawson, I wanted to talk to you about your dad, Dalton Simmons. I watched him growing up as a fan. He was a great player. It's John Arrett. Your dad was a great cornerback at Colorado Buffaloes when they were on top of the world. They had Rasheen Salaam, Heisman Trophy winner. They won a national championship at Colorado. What was it like growing up knowing your dad was one of the top players in Louisiana and in college football at one time?
It's good. I hear everyone talk about how good he was, blah, blah. And I just know me and my brother, want to be better than him, and my dad pushes us to be better than him, and I'm pretty sure we are better than he was.
Whoa, your dad's going to like that?
It doesn't matter. He should.
He loves you. Dawson, tell everybody what it's like. Your dad was a corner. He was a great DB. You're a quarterback. What's it like getting that DB knowledge from him, being that you're going to face DBs every week? And that's got to be an advantage to you, huh, your dad being All-American DB in college?
Yeah, it's a big advantage. I can read the defense much better from him teaching me at such a young age. He lives, sleeps, and breathes football. Like any sport you talk about, he'll talk about football and how much he loves football. And what sucks for him that I always wanted to, like, tell him I felt bad for how he kept getting injured and had to stop playing football.
Yeah, because he was in the NFL at one time, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and injuries kept him probably from playing a long career in the NFL. But he had a great career in college and high school as a DB. Tell everybody, Dawson, what your strengths are right now. I think you're one of the top players in the state. And a lot of people don't know a lot about you unless they watched at Country Day like I did 2 years ago. But you have a chance to get your name out there big time quick at St. Aug. And there's a lot of great competition in the Catholic League. Y'all going to play the best talent probably in the state every week. But what do you think about getting your feet wet, 5A ball in the Catholic League? What do you think of that league already?
I haven't, there's no fear. I like competition. I think it's better for me here. And I'm just ready to ball with my teammates.
It's a good way to put it, man. I think our guest today, Dawson Simmons, who's at St. Augustine, the Purple Knights in New Orleans. The school's produced Tyron Matthew, Chad Jones, even though he finished at Southern Lab. He was the Katrina, sent him to Southern Lab. But you also had every All-American you can think of over the last 30 years have come out of St. Aug. Leonard Fournette, I mean, they're just some of the greatest players I've seen. Tyrone Hughes with the Saints. I can go on and on and on. There's been several hundred D1 players come out of St. Aug. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dawson Simmons about some of his teammates. And there's going to be a lot of guys signed in the senior class. Basically, the whole starting lineup, huh, Dawson?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back with more Dawson. Even backups. We'll be right back with more Dawson Simmons from St. Aug. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. Lee Burkine, your host with the Sports Scouting Report. I want to let everybody know that our magazine will be out late August. Actually, our guest Dawson's in it as the quarterback for St. Aug. All these players we're going to mention today are in the magazine. It's our 26th year. Been around a long time. And actually, Dalton Simmons was in the magazine. His dad, which is pretty cool, huh, Dawson? Your dad, Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Want to thank another sponsor, Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. Give them a call at 357-7983. That's on Kincaid Avenue, 5275 Kincaid Avenue. That's Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. Dawson, the teammates you have, I mean, there's a lot of talent at St. Aug, right? I mean, there's always been a lot of talent, but y'all have a chance to have the best senior class in the state for signees, and you're only going to be a junior. But I want to go over some of these guys because they transferred in like you did. Some of them sat out last year, like running back Clint Lankford, who I saw at Shaw. What do you think of Clint Lankford? He's a senior coming up, sat out, and a great player, huh?
Great player, like leader. He does everything the coach asks him. He helps me out when I need it. And he will run through anyone, literally.
Powerful and was an all-district running back at Shaw. And Shane Payton was a transfer, a DN. Coach told me that Shane at 260, 6'3", is as good as any DN to come out of the school. What do you think of Shane?
Well, Shane, he has the speed, the muscle. he's definitely one of the top players in the country. He just hasn't been seen yet.
Another player coming back I saw play last year, has been starting since his sophomore year, deep tackle. I think he's big time. Kyron Berta. What do you think of big Kyron? 6'4", 310, D-line.
That dude's a beast. No more words. That's the only thing I can describe him with. He's also a leader.
Another defensive lineman, a senior, that's the best nose guard in the city of New Orleans, Jeremiah Connolly. 5'10", 315, runs a 5-flat. Does anybody have a better D-line in St. Aug this year? He's going to sign also Jerry Garner, who's 6'3", 250, another senior DN. What do you think about the D-line? I mean, it's got to be the most talented D-line, right?
Yes, this D-line may be the best in the country.
And going to offense, you're going to love this because this guy is going to protect you all night. Tyree Adams, who's committed to LSU, 6'6", 285, long and no fat. What do you think of Tyree, and what do you think about his commitment to LSU?
He always talks about LSU. I think he's going to fit in very well with our recent player, Jaden Nicholas.
Yes.
They have a bond. They're going to be good. And Tyree Adams is just a huge dude that will pancake everything comes his way.
What about Troy Smith, another senior, 6'5", 285, another great O-lineman for you, senior. What do you think of Troy?
Troy is just like Tyree. They're just the same. Tyree's a little bigger, but Troy can do the same thing as Tyree.
Another D1 player. We're going to take a break when we come back. I want to get your thoughts on the defense. There's some DBs that are going to sign, and also a couple of receivers that you have that are seniors that are going to sign next year. We'll be right back with more. Dawson Simmons, the starting quarterback for St. Augustine and New Orleans, the Purple Knights. We'll be right back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. We have our guest, Dawson Simmons, the quarterback who sat out last year at St. Aug from Country Day, was all district as a freshman at Country Day to tell you how good he was as a freshman. Sat out last year as a sophomore at St. Aug. He's going to be a junior this year. I want to thank Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business. Give them a call at 225-753-4243. And help your business get better connected with Gage. There's more players to talk about, man, and you're pretty good at this. You know all these guys. But what do you think of Jacob Dillon, a DB on the team, and Jeremiah Kepard? These two guys can play DB. I mean, they're big-time safeties, right?
Yes. Jacob Dillon is by far one of the smartest kids in the Catholic League when it comes to football. He might be small, but he isn't scared of anything. And he knows everything that's happening on the field.
Tough kid. I've seen him play. And then Jeremiah's a big guy, 6'2", 190, that can play.
Jeremiah drops in the box for most of the time. Big hitter, long, lanky, and can cause a lot of interceptions.
And your kicker's the most underrated kicker in the state, Stuart McCall. What do you think of Stuart? Coach thinks he's D1.
He's most definitely D1. Stuart just recently kicked the fifth, what was it, like 55, I think it was a 55-yard field goal at practice.
Wow.
45,
and he's a four-year starter coming up, too.
Yep.
And you got two good – look, y'all got tons of receivers, by the way. I want to ask you, first of all, about these two seniors, Kashawn Grimes, who's a great slot guy, and then Carise Johnson, whose dad's a recruiting coordinator for Florida State, David Johnson. What do you think of Carise and also Kashawn Grimes, the two senior receivers for you?
Carise and Kashawn, they're both talented. Keyshawn got hurt in junior year. He was one of the best receivers last year until he got hurt at a LSU camp. He might be one of the hardest workers on the team, and all he wants is for a college to see him so he can get to college.
Dawson, he's very underrated for 5'8", 170, isn't he? Because he's so good in space.
Very. Just how Tyrann Mathews was.
Yeah, just a player.
That's also his cousin. Yes.
And when you look at Karaz Johnson, whose dad's David Johnson, who's they're going to play LSU game one. He's the recruiting coordinator for Florida State, David Johnson. He's a special talent not a lot of people know about as a senior.
Yeah, Karaz is very fast. He gets out his breaks very, very, very good. You know, he might be the fastest kid on the team.
Wow.
He's by far one of the best leaders on the team, and he does not like to lose.
So we just mentioned 12 seniors that are going to sign, probably all D1 or 1AA, and there's three backup seniors that'll sign. That's 15. That'll sign at least. And then there's about 10 juniors. We don't even have time, Dawson, to mention all those guys. But there's a lot of talent on the team. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dawson his hobbies and what it's like to be a track guy playing baseball. You do it all, man, not just football, but talk about the other sports programs that you're going to continue to play with two more years left. Runs a 4.5 in the 40, legit. Over 6'1", 180-plus pounds, an incredible player. Might be the best true quarterback this program's had, in my opinion, in 25 to 30 years. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. A little tidbit for St. Aug in New Orleans. When LSU and Florida State hit the field, there will be four coaches from St. Aug between the two programs. Jabbar Jalouk at, well, Florida University. That's another one from St. Aug. He's a St. Aug grad. But David Johnson, Frank Wilson from LSU, Hankton, Coach Hankton from LSU, all St. Aug grads, all played college ball. And then there's a recruiting analyst at LSU that's also a graduate of St. Aug. Dawson, St. Aug's everywhere, man. They're dominating the college recruiting, too. What do you think of that?
St. Aug's a very good school who produces young men.
A lot of great, great character people coming out of the school. Speaking of your background, you also, I know at Country Day you did track and baseball also and basketball as a point guard. What do you think of those three sports?
Basketball, I kind of let go to focus on my baseball and football career.
What do you like?
Baseball.
What are you doing baseball? Tell everybody.
Baseball, I mostly lead off, center fielder. Baseball is probably one of the probably the funnest game I've ever played.
You like baseball? And
yes, I love baseball.
If it came down to D1 baseball or D1 football, what do you think?
I'm going both.
Man, I like that answer. I love that.
Yes, sir.
Because you can play both in college. You can play both. You can even run track or play football too. Want to mention another stat that Dawson might not know, but when LSU plays Florida State in week one, Florida State has three St. Aug graduates on their team. Byron Turner, who's a big defensive end from St. Aug, Bless Harris, a big offensive tackle, and then Bishop Harris, a D tackle. Bishop played his senior year at Orlando Boone High School in Florida, but he started his junior year and sophomore year at St. Aug. What do you think of that? Three St. Aug starters at Florida State.
I mean, St. Aug has a lot of athletes with a lot of good talent, so I'm not surprised.
We're going to take a break. I want to get your thoughts, Dawson, about the season and how you think Edna Carr will do in the league this year since they're new, and what do you think about Curtis and Holy Cross and all the good Catholic teams, and just get an idea from you. What do you think the challenge will be. We'll be right back with more. Dawson Simmons, quarterback from St. Aug in New Orleans, the Purple Knights. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Trezent Care Tire Company, located in Central. Call 331-8144. Family-owned and operated. It's 1971. That's 331-8144. Welcome back. Before we go to Dawson Simmons, whose dad, Dalton, was an All-American DB at Colorado and also was a great player that I saw at John Aaron High School. It's got 2 years left of football. I want to thank Treads and Care, the owner Devin Holly, Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Baton Rouge. Give them a call. They have pickup delivery. They have everything you need. Give them a call for tires. Dawson, what do you think of the Catholic League, and what do you think of Edna Carr being in the league now, first year?
The Catholic League is a very good league, and Edna Carr joining the league, they may think they're going to dominate the league, but I'm not too sure about that.
You like, wait a minute, St. Aug's a talented team, so is these other teams like Jesuit and Rummel and Holy Cross and
yes.
John Curtis.
They're different.
Is there a team that you want to play more than any? Because, I mean, you're coming from Class 1A Country Day. Is there one that – is it Edna Carr or would it be Curtis or Jesuit? Who would – Brother Martin, which one would you – look forward to playing the most?
I look forward to playing all the teams, but mostly probably Holy Cross. That's all my friends, and they think they have a shot of beating us, and I'm not sure of that.
They're talking smack?
Yeah.
You talking smack back to them?
No, I just lay low.
Lay low and say, let my game speak?
Yes, sir.
What do you think you need to work on with 2 years left? When I saw you at Country Day, you were fast, you had a good arm, you were only a freshman. But what do you think's improved since you sat out last year? What have you learned since you've played your freshman year?
Most definitely, I learned more about the defense. My technique has gotten better. Moving out the pocket, looking for throws before escaping the pocket. Yeah.
Oh, those good things. Those are all good. We always ask the kids that come on, what are your hobbies? What do you do when you're not, you know, in athletics? Is there a hobby you have? Some kids say video games. Some say fishing. I mean, do you have a hobby?
Sometimes I go fishing with my dad. Sometimes I'll chill with my friends, my sister. Sometimes, most of the time, I'm training, getting better.
What do you think of colleges already? I mean, you got 2 years left, but if you could give me three colleges that you grew up watching the most, who would those three be?
LSU, Texas Tech, and Colorado, my dad.
Your dad's school.
Yes.
How much does that mean to you if you talk to Colorado? I mean, that's got to really touch your heart, right? And your dad's, if to go visit. Have you visited over there since your dad finished playing?
Yeah, I've been over there for a camp with my brother about 3 or 4 years ago.
In Boulder, Colorado. And what do you think of the Buffaloes? They were close to beating A&M last year.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. They just have to put a couple things together. They'll be better.
You think what do you think they need to get to that next hump, Colorado, to come back to, like, where they were when your dad played? You know, when your dad played there, obviously, you know this, they were dominant back then.
And that's most likely because they were a bunch of New Orleans kids.
You know that. Your dad was telling you that, huh? All those guys like Shannon Clavel, right, that played
yes,
there.
Sir.
O.P. Walker was a great D-tackle. Mike Phillips, your dad's teammate from John Aaron, was an All-American linebacker. Yeah, I'm impressed that you knew that.
Yeah.
Coach McCartney used to come to raid New Orleans and sign the best players out of New Orleans. They had Kendall Bussey that went up there for a little bit. And Vance Joseph was there for a while from Archbishop Shaw. Your dad knows all those guys. Who's now an NFL head coach. Or was an NFL head coach. We're going to take a break when we come back. I want to get final thoughts from you. I want to be thinking of this, Dawson. Who do you want to give credit to and give a shout out to in your family or anybody that, to get you where you are now as a young athlete, student athlete. We'll be right back with more. Dawson Simmons, young quarterback at St. Aug in New Orleans, the Purple Knights. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Dawson Simmons. Remember the name. He's only going to be a junior, didn't play as a sophomore, sat out from Country Day in New Orleans. His dad, Dalton Simmons, was a great DB at Colorado and John Eric. And Dawson is, you know, going to be probably almost 6'2 when he's done, probably 200 pounds. He's got two more years of high school. And I think he's one of the most talented young quarterbacks to ever suit up at St. Aug. And like I said, he's going to be a guy that can really, his name's going to get out there. And tonight, doing the show, this is going to help get his name out a little bit more. And before we get back, I want to thank a couple more sponsors that help us do this show. John Harvey Toyota, if you're looking for a new or used car, give them a call. Harvey Autos has three dealerships. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. And also, again, Medin's Collision Center, they do such a great job. And also Gros Savon, who's if you like to fish, Dawson, this is a great place where you can catch 100, 200 fish in like 3 hours. They're right outside of Lake Charles. 337-598-2357 is the number to call. Book a trip. They have echo tours, fishing, and hunting, freshwater and saltwater. That's Gros Savon right outside of Lake Charles. Dawson, who would you like to give a shout-out to? I know your dad's been a big influence on your football background and knowing a lot because of him, but is there anybody else you want to give a shout-out to and even him for where you are right now?
Well, first I want to thank God, of course.
Definitely.
I want to thank every coach who have ever coached me. I want to thank my friends, family, mostly my mom, dad, and brothers who have pushed me to the person I am now. Coach Nick, one of the best coaches I've ever had. And my Uncle Ron.
There you go. And look, tell everybody about Nick, your head coach, who played for Edna Carr and is now a great coach at St. Aug. And what do you think of Nick at St. Aug as your head coach? I mean, he's put together a pretty good team.
Yeah, Coach Nick is a very smart coach with a lot of good schemes. He loves all his players. You can call him any time of the day. He'll answer. He'll do whatever you need him to do. He just loves his players and treats them like his kids.
What do you like most about football?
What I like most about football is the competitiveness and how you can hit someone without getting in trouble.
And here's a great question for you. What do you think of the New Orleans Saints? Are you a big fan?
Yes, I am a big fan, and this year we should go very far.
Come on. You're predicting that?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So give me wins. Like, they play 17 games this year. So how many do you think they'll win out of 17?
Honestly, with that defense, I don't think they should lose a game and the receivers that they have.
I agree with you on that. I think they're going to be special with Thomas back, Michael being back. It's going to be good. And they drafted the kid from Ohio State. He's looking good too.
Yep, Olave.
Olave's a fast guy, man. 4.3 40. Chris Olave. What do you think of Tulane and LSU? How do you think they'll do this year?
I think Tulane and LSU, I think they'll make a run for it. LSU, I'm mostly looking forward to seeing my former teammate on the field, Javon Nicholas.
Remember I told you the other day he looks good in practice at punt return. He looks like he's faster than anybody on the team.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, remember the Zachary game last year? I know you sat out, but you were there. But he tore Zachary up. Remember that game? Zachary won, but, I mean, he had a heck of a game against Zachary.
Yep, 4 touchdowns.
And he looked, I mean, he runs like a 10, 400 meters, and then what, a 4.39 40?
Something like that.
What is it like trying to even run with him in sprints? Nobody can keep up with Nicholas, huh?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
there's some dudes.
Yeah, I might be right behind him.
Whoa! What about Bobby? I got to mention one guy that's a junior like you. What do you think of the junior receiver Bobby Kennedy, who's got all kind of talent at receiver?
That kid is amazing. Him and Josh Jackson, they go at it every practice, and it's just amazing to see them go at it. They're friends, but on the field, they act like they're not friends, and they push each other to work harder.
Competitors. I've got to say this right now. Nobody has more wide receiver talent this year than St. Aug. Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
The backups are D1, 1AA that don't even start.
And most definitely.
There's at least 8 to 10 receivers at St. Aug that go 6 foot to 6'4" that are just trying to get on the field. And that's why I think y'all are going to be incredible this year. Y'all have a lot of potential with Clint at running back and that big O-line, Tyree and Troy. The defensive line's the best in the state. The DBs are great. We didn't even talk about the linebackers. There's a lot of those guys. Got a great kicker. And obviously, you got a good quarterback here in Dawson Simmons, who's going to be going out there and playing. What do you think of Jamboree weekend? It's almost here, Dawson, and you looking forward to strapping the pads on and the helmet and going to the Jamboree, get it started?
Yeah, so I'm ready to get it started. I'm waiting. Can't come any faster.
Last question for you. Who is your favorite former St. Aug player of all time? Somebody that wasn't a teammate. Do you have one that you think is your favorite former St. Aug player?
I would probably say Tyron Matthews.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. That's my favorite player. I also like Leonard Fournette. Raynock Thompson that went to Tennessee. That was in your dad's era. And they had some other great ones. Sean Jackson to Florida State, played with Warwick Dunn for Bobby Bowden, the late Bobby Bowden. We're going to – don't go anywhere, Dawson, but we're going to end the show. And for all your teammates listening, St. Aug's going to be in our preview magazine. Dawson is too. And it comes out late August. You can go to our website and pre-order copies, LAFootballMagazine.com. And the show's airing on Monday, the Tonight Show that we're taping with Dawson Simmons. Dawson, it was a treat. You did a great job. I think you got a great future. Your dad's got to be proud. Your brother was a great player. Can't wait to see you play this year, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you play for the Knights.
Yes, sir, and I have one more thing to say before we leave.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to shout out my teammates. I'm happy to be with y'all, and I'm ready to play with y'all and win the state championship.
Man, I'm ready to put cleats on and play too, man. That's good. That's powerful. That's powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
Being a leader always helps at quarterback. Don't go anywhere, Dawson. Don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. We'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.